He was sure that when a supernova exploded, it left behind a kernel so dense that a cupful would be as heavy as a mountain. He called it a neutron star. It seemed so preposterous that Zwicky's ideas were dismissed. Until, that is, a new way of scouring the heavens emerged. Radio astronomy. In 1967, the fledgling discipline picked up a strange repetitive message from outer space.
Now, the people here say that if they got three signals as exactly spaced as that, it would be very unusual. If they got four, it would be phenomenal. Well, they've had pulses as exactly spaced as that 24 hours of the day since November.
These pulses were so exact and predictable in their pattern that scientists even considered aliens as their source. It turned out they were being transmitted by something equally unlikely and just as unfamiliar.
The most important question of all, what are they? Well, we know that they're very small. They're objects about the size of a planet. We know also that they're very energetic, and that the source of energy must be far greater than a planet could really provide. It must be something like a star compressed into a volume the size of a planet.
Scientists worked out that the new star had to be denser than any type previously discovered.